This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, January 16th. God's word to you today is Word. Our scripture reading is taken from Joshua 1 verse 8, and it says, "Study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night, so you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in everything you do." You and I need to read, study, memorize, meditate on, and speak the word of God. We need to be more deliberate about putting God's word in the hearts and mouths of our children. The mind of a child is like a sponge. It will soak water with every water you throw into it. Throw your children into the streams of life that is God's word, and you'll see God's promise of good success come alive in them. The word of God in your children will make them active, energized, discerning, and they will have right judgment, so that even when the devil attacks their minds, they too will be able to give him deadly punches, because God's word is sharper than any two-edged sword. The spoken word of God is lethal. I cannot overemphasize this. Remember, as long as you are a Christian and you are on this side of eternity, the devil will take jabs at you. Sometimes it is a jab of family history. Your grandparents managed this health condition, and until she died, your mother had the same story, and so your case cannot be different. Get ready, because you just have to manage it for the rest of your life. Say to the devil, "He was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement that brought me peace was upon him, and by the stripes of Jesus, I have been healed." If the devil tells you that nobody loves you, say it to him, "God loves me with an everlasting love, a love that will never expire." Ensure you speak, not think. Speak. The story is told of some lady that was working in the financial industry in Nigeria. Her boss wanted to have an affair with her, but she did not consent to it because she is a Christian. Her boss then threatened that she will never get promoted. She was not intimidated because she is a child of God and she knows that promotion comes from God. So she confronted her boss and the situation, and he insisted on his position of her never getting promoted. He said that her getting promoted would only happen over his dead body. The lady cautioned him not to go there. Instead, he got even more infuriated. Sometimes, power intoxicates, and it is because not many people understand that power is stewardship. The one that owns the power can withdraw it at any time from anyone. Power belongs to God. When God gives you power, please remain humble. The lady cautioned him that all she needs to do is say amen to his words. He repeated it again, and she said, "Amen." He was buried and she was promoted. Case closed. The spoken word of God is so powerful. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against me will prosper. Everyone that gathers and rises for my sake will fall for my sake. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.